Part 2.
Richard's plans moved quickly, with Buckingham as his right-hand man. He persuaded Buckingham to tell as many people as he could that King Edward had been an illegitimate child. Buckingham spread rumours around the streets of London that the princes were illegitimate too. Buckingham also told the Lord Mayor of London that Hastings had been plotting to kill Richard, and this was why he had been executed. The Lord Mayor told Richard that he would tell the people of London what a dangerous traitor Hastings had been, but the common people did not believe this. They knew that it was all lies invented by Richard, and the citizens of London loved the young princes. When Buckingham returned, Richard asked,
"So, what did the people say?"
"They stood like silent statues and did not say a word,"
replied Buckingham.
"Did you tell them that Edward's children are illegitimate?"
asked Richard.
"I did. I asked them to shout, 'God save Richard, England's loyal king.'"
"And did they?"
asked Richard.
"No, they didn't say a word,"
replied Buckingham.
"But we must proceed with our idea and persuade the Lord Mayor that the people want you to be king."
Their plan worked, and later when the Lord Mayor asked Richard, he pretended that he did not want to be king.
"The people want you as their king,"
said the Lord Mayor.
"I cannot. I am not worthy of such a great honour,"
replied Richard. Reluctantly, Richard accepted the crown, and he and his new wife, Lady Anne, were crowned the next day. Richard was king at last, and although he was very pleased about this, he did not feel secure with the young princess still alive in the tower.
"Oh, Buckingham, now I'm going to test you. The young princes in the tower are still alive. What do you think I'm going to say next?"
"I don't know,"
replied Buckingham.
"I want my nephews murdered. Do I have your permission to kill them?"
Richard asked Buckingham, but his loyal right-hand man became cold and pale.
"I'll let you know my answer soon,"
Buckingham said, and he left the room.
"You're too weak to be my right-hand man,"
Richard murmured, and then he spoke to a man called Tyrrell, who agreed to kill the princes for a large fee. Richard was delighted when Tyrrell returned to the palace with the news that the two young princes were dead. Richard spread rumours that Queen Anne was ill and about to die. He gave orders to keep the queen locked in her room and later poisoned her. He rubbed his hands with delight.
"Clarence's daughter is married to an unimportant man, and his son is in prison. My wife, Queen Anne, is dead. And now I want to marry my brother Edward's young daughter, Elizabeth."
But there was bad news from France. Richard's noblemen were leaving to join Richmond, a descendant of the Lancaster family in France. Richmond was preparing to fight Richard for the throne of England. Richard knew that he had to gather his own army and meet Richmond in battle. In the palace, Richard's mother, the Duchess of York, and Elizabeth cried when they heard that the young princes were dead.
"Richard, you arrived on Earth to make my life hell,"
said the Duchess.
"Now listen, just this once, and I will never speak to you again."
"All right,"
said Richard.
"I pray that the souls of Edward's children will whisper to your enemies and promise them success and victory,"
said the Duchess.
"You are violent, and your end will be violent." "I agree with everything your mother said,"
added Queen Elizabeth.
"Wait, madam,"
said Richard to Elizabeth.
"I need to speak to you."
"What do you want to speak about?"
she said.
"I have no more royal sons for you to murder."
"You have a beautiful daughter called Elizabeth,"
said Richard. Elizabeth didn't know, but Richard wanted to marry her daughter.
How can I show my love for her?
Richard asked Elizabeth.
You can send her the bloody hearts of her two little brothers. Write Edward and York on them. That might win her love,
replied Elizabeth coldly.
You can tell her about all the people you have murdered. Her uncles, Clarence and Rivers, and her good aunt, Anne.
This marriage is the only way that we can avoid civil war,
Richard insisted. Even though Elizabeth hated him, she said that she would speak to her daughter about this offer of marriage. Reports arrived at the palace saying that Richmond had reached England with a fleet of ships. When Richard heard that all over Britain noblemen were prepared to join Richmond, he began to panic. Buckingham was now terrified of Richard, and he escaped.
Capture him!
Richard ordered. Buckingham was quickly taken by the few men still loyal to Richard and executed. When Richard heard the news that Richmond was in the centre of England, near Leicester, he led his army to Bosworth.
Let's put our tents up here in Bosworth Field and beat these rebels at home.
Richard ordered his men to prepare their tents for the night. They would fight against Richmond the next morning. Richard slept, but he had a terrible nightmare. The ghosts of everyone he had murdered came to visit him. 11 ghosts, among them King Henry IV, Edward and Clarence, Richard's brothers, the two princes, his wife, Lady Anne, and Buckingham cursed him and told him that he would die in the battle the next day. Then the ghosts moved on and spoke to sleeping Richmond. They told him that he would rule England and be the father of a race of kings. Richard woke terrified from the dream. He was sweating and gasping, and for the first time he was really afraid. He searched his soul to find the cause for such a dream.
What am I afraid of?
He asked himself.
Am I afraid of myself? There's no one else here. Is there a murderer here? No. Yes, I am.
Suddenly, Richard realized what he had done. In his camp, Richmond woke and told his advisers about his dream, which was full of good omens for the battle. In a battle speech to his soldiers, Richmond told them that they were defending their country from a tyrant and a murderer.
Listen!
Richmond said to his soldiers.
I hear the drums. Fight, gentlemen of England!
Then the two armies fought. News arrived to Richmond saying that Richard's horse had been killed and that he was fighting like a madman on foot. Richmond searched for Richard, and they fought until Richard lay dead on the battlefield. Richmond became King of England and announced his decision to marry Elizabeth, daughter of the late King Edward. Finally, the two houses of York and Lancaster were united.